The Lawrence Welk story. Now, Lawrence Welk was born in Strasburg, North Dakota, May the 3rd, 1903. He was the only son of poor Polish immigrant parents. His father was a famous Dixieland drummer, Ben Pollock. Ben Pollock is it? This is contraction juxtaposition. His mother, Maria Spenskaya, said in a recent interview, "Thank you very much. The people that ends of Rancho poor that would miss is that an old woman that Helen Hayes is a fink. I am the real Anastasia. That curva took the part." Back to Welk. It's a half hour before airtime. And all of his key men, Miles Davis, Art Farmer, Donald Byrd, and other people are not on the scene. Nowhere to be found is Wynton Kelly. Now, Welk has to have a new trumpet player. And we hear Lawrence Welk interviewing the new trumpet player for the band.
"Wonderful, wonderful. That was Earl Bostick bawling the lemon, sister." "All right." "Send in the new boy." "Hello, Sonny. My name's Larry Welk. I look a little different than I do on the television, because I got a thing in my neck here. I can talk at all different speeds. I took a 33 and a third for you." "Now there, be going on the road. We play a lot of college dates. Most industrial colleges, manual training schools, and the agency, Mr. Glazer, told me all about you. You're going to be perfect boy for my band. You're deaf. And that's nice the way they drove that nail in your head there. Put the Cayman book there for the parade. And that's the rules. We're going on the road the 17th. And then, what's the matter with you, Sonny? I do all the talking. You don't answer me."
"Well, like I will if you cool it, baby. You were to come on like Berlitz, Jim. You know? You have to clean up behind all that jazz you're putting down, baby. So like, a lot of cats put you on, Mr. Wick, you know, but you really play with a lot of soul, baby. You remind me a lot of Bird, baby." And I said, "Okay, put him down, you dig?" Like, everybody cracked up on the fact that I was going to do a thing with you, you know. I said, "Well, this cat's straight, you know. You're really something else, baby. You know. You dig what's happening now?"
"What the hell are you talking about? What are you, a wine or something? What's the matter with you?"
"Hey, cool it, Mr. Rank. What the hell are you getting so salty about, baby? Like, you know, I'm going... I don't put you down, you know. You got your bubbles, I got my seat." "So like, if you wanna be straight, I could get you high before the gig."
"What's the matter with you? Something's funny, dear. I thought you're scratching your face all the time there."
"I'm allergic, baby, like a nervous cat, you know. But, like, I was wondering if, wouldn't hang you up, could I get some bread in front here?"
"You're hungry, one sandwich?"
"Oh, really? Is that the way it is? Sam, where the hell you been, baby? Like, no, I don't want a sandwich, I want some money. I need $10 because I'm taking my aunt to the hospital. She's very sick, baby. Look, she's out in the car. She's throwing up there. So if we could get straight, you know, I'd give you a taste too, baby. Maybe lay it, you know, it on back on you."
"What the hell's the matter with you? But I'm going to hire you because I'm a good judge of character. You're an honest boy. I can tell by your eyes. They're so smart."